It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Violence is apparently on the rise at Rikers Island. That's according to an investigation by the New York Times that found that this year alone, at least a dozen inmates have been slashed or stabbed. This comes even as the jail population is on a decline. The investigation also found that in the last decade, use of force by correction officers jumped nearly 240%. And just yesterday, an inmate at Rikers died in a cell that was reported to have been over 100 degrees. The State Department of Corrections is now investigating that death. Joining us now to talk about what's happening at Rikers is Michael Schwartz, reporter for the New York Times. Michael, hello.
Hello.
So you report at the heart of this rise in violence is the increasing population of mentally ill at Rikers Island. Talk about the link between those two things.
Well, the mentally ill population on Rikers Island, it's really not a population that the jail was set up to deal with. The way they deal with disciplinary problems in the jail, correction officers, typically is through force. And this can often exacerbate somebody's mental illness. You approach somebody who's suffering from some sort of mental illness and respond aggressively when they act out. They are more prone to responding aggressively, responding erratically or counterintuitively. And this just isn't something that has entered into the mindset, I think, of both the correction officer and the Department of Correction.
You've interviewed some of the inmates or former inmates about the methods that were used to keep violence under control. What are some of those, and what did the inmates say?
Some of these methods can be fairly brutal. Many inmates describe being punched or beaten in the face, describe their heads being slammed against floors or walls, describe being handcuffed, both their feet and their hands being handcuffed and then beaten by several officers. One inmate described a beating that occurred involving up to 10 officers and alleges that he was choked until he was unconscious. So some of these methods, according to inmates and their advocates, have been incredibly brutal, seemingly far beyond what might be needed to pacify somebody who might be acting out.
Now, it should be noted that some correction officers as well have been the target of violence. Are the guards prepared to handle the inmates in these cases?
Officers themselves have said that they are not equipped to deal with the challenges that some mentally ill inmates pose. Officers themselves are subject to assaults regularly, according to their members. You know, they are also hit and punched and kicked. And a frequent problem is that they are spit on or have bodily fluids thrown on them by the inmates. So it's a very, very violent and tense environment inside the jail.
Now, what about the incidents yesterday that was reported of this inmate dying in a cell that was over 100 degrees? To me, that seems just like neglect.
It's not quite. I should note that, you know, the facts of this case are not yet entirely clear. The Department of Correction released a statement saying that they did conduct tests of the temperature in cells surrounding this particular inmate and found that they exceeded 80 degrees. A number of corrections officials I spoke to, both current and former, expressed skepticism that temperatures could get as high as 100 degrees in a cell in the wintertime. Be that as it may, it is confirmed that you know, this individual was in a part of the jail where inmates are supposed to be monitored regularly. I think it's pretty clear at this point that the officer who was supposed to be doing the monitoring was not doing that.
So what kind of other reforms are needed here?
I think many advocates primarily would say that a system that is focused more strongly on mental health rather than on aggressive security measures is an important factor for dealing with the mentally ill population. Solitary confinement continues to be a big issue, and the new commissioner for the Department of Correction has some experience in diminishing use of solitary confinement in the jails and prisons that he has overseen, and has a mandate to start enacting some of these reforms in New York when he starts next month.
Michael Schwartz is a reporter for the New York Times. Michael, thanks so much.
Thank you.